to God's Word today, as we are in the season of Thanksgiving. Of course, I always say that every day that you wake up is a day of Thanksgiving, but a day is also set aside that we can spend time with family, spend time with friends, and simply give thanks. Some people don't have the liberties that we have, and so often we take things for granted, when simply all we gotta do, and it doesn't take much to do it, just simply say thank you. So with that being said, I pray and hope that everybody had a very prosperous Thanksgiving. You got to spend time with your family, your friends, your loved ones, and I can say that my Thanksgiving was truly blessed. Got a beautiful wife to spend it with. We didn't do a whole lot of going around, but you know, food was still plenty. I had a chance to visit my old block where I grew up, and it's just a blessing to see one of the old warriors still hanging in at 86 years old. So I want to send a shout out to the Jones family and commend y'all on keeping mom still standing as upright as can be. We know her condition, but by the grace of God, she is still here. So these are just some shout outs to some people I know here personally. And you never want to forget where you came from. Since we are in the season of Thanksgiving, our word for the day comes from Psalms 107, verse 1, 107th book of Psalms, the first verse. It says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his compassion and loving kindness endure forever." That is the Amplified version. And the one thing we need to realize is this right here, that there will never be a time in your life that God doesn't love you. Even when we make mistakes, the love of God still continues. Even in the midst of hard times and difficult seasons of life, God still loves you, and God is still good. As it is often said, God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. The writer of Psalms 107 encourages us to give thanks to God always, because there is never a time when God isn't good to us. Once again, that scripture says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His compassion and loving kindness endures forever." I believe the King James Version said, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever." Or there may have been another scripture, but it all intertwines together. So, as you are listening at this podcast, I want you to reflect on the impact of God's goodness in your life. How does it inspire you to live differently? Maybe it may inspire you to live out compassion, forgiveness, and a desire to make a kingdom impact. Or maybe it inspires you to live with a thankful heart, recognizing his hand in every aspect. Or maybe it inspires you to live with a perspective rooted in faith, knowing that his goodness is consistent, is constant. Or whatever may come to mind when you think about this reflection, to reflect on the impact God's goodness in your life. How does it inspire you to live differently? Our prayer is this right here. Gracious and loving God, we come before you with hearts filled with gratitude. Your steadfast love endures forever, and we are reminded today to give thanks to you, for you are good. In moments of joy and times of trial, your love remains unwavering. Today we celebrate your goodness and faithfulness in our lives. Amen. Once again, our scripture for the day: simply give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. and just simply want to encourage you in your prayer time to know that God hears your prayers. Just pause for a moment and marvel that the Creator of the universe listens when you talk to Him. God, when I consider the works of your hands, I am overwhelmed. You are holy, and you set me apart and sustain my life. Yet, you created a way for me to know you personally. Oh God, when I think of you, I am humbled and changed. All glory, honor, and power are yours alone. In Jesus' name, amen. For with God, nothing is or ever shall be impossible. Whatever your concerns are, know that with God, all things are impossible. That's in Luke chapter 1, 37, also the Amplified Version. Basically, what that is saying is, bring whatever is on your mind to the God who faithfully keeps all his promises. So, that being said, I hope something has been said to encourage you to give God thanks. Psalmist even said like this in Psalms 27 verse 4. Said it like this in the Amplified Version. One thing I have asked of the Lord, and that I will seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord, in his presence all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty, delightful loveliness, and majestic grandeur of the Lord, and to meditate in his temple. Psalms 27 and 4. So take a deep breath. Thank God for allowing you to find rest in his presence. Spend some time enjoying the stillness of this moment. All glory to God, who is able to do far more than all that we could ever ask or imagine. In Jesus' name we pray. May this podcast bless you throughout the day, the week, the months, come what may. I pray that this podcast truly blesses you. And if it does, share it with others. But until the next time, be blessed and be a blessing.